Countdown is well and truly on to Karaka 2018 coming up at the end of this month. New Zealand Bloodstock's Brent Thompson joins us again on the program this week to discuss the sale and some of the news in and around that. How are you this morning, Brent?
On a very hot Melbourne morning. Very hot.
Scorching temperatures. Will the sales ring be scorching at Karaka in a few weeks' time, do you think?
We'd like to think so. You know, all the right ingredients there, and you know, obviously this week everyone's gung-ho getting to north to Queensland for the sale, and you know, and then ours comes along very quickly after that. So I think there's a lot of I think there's always a lot of excitement in the air leading up to you know, the current yearling sales.
And so much of what happens on the Gold Coast can translate to some of the outcomes in New Zealand. It sets the tone, doesn't it, for the buoyancy of the market?
Yes. I'm personally not going up there, but, you know, a number of our main team get there because, you know, it's also part of a, you know, meet and greet and get the feel of what's going on in the marketplace. And, you know, it's a lot of the size, of course, that will be selling up there will be in our sales. So it'll be interesting. And you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of people because that you know, go there and come back with not enough stock. So, you know, that only you know, feeds on to ours for that side of it too.
And Brent, there's a bit of talk that Godolphin might be buying on the Gold Coast this year.
Yes, well, woke up this morning, Joe, and I was reading ANZ, and it led off with the fact that, of course, Vin Cox will be in a major role in Godolphin this year, the news is that he'd had meetings with Sheikh Mohammed and Princess Haya, and that a bit of change in tact, as they've done in England and the European sales, and it looks like they'll be buying to some degree at Magic Millions, and we would hope, you know, that that would flow on to us too. And last year they actually bought at our sale, so. Let's hope that's the case this year. Well, it's great to see too, because you know they spread. You know, the article said that it's also supporting trainers, owners that buy from their stallions and go to their stallions too.
Mm, okay, well that's significant, isn't it? And talking to David Ellis on the program this week as well, and we touched on this last week, the amazing recovery of the very popular New Zealand horse Ginger Nuts. He's made good progress in the news this week, and David Ellis will again be a very big player at Karaka 2018.
Yes, he's an enormous player at our sales. I suppose he's also very parochial too for Karaka and New Zealand Bloodstock, but you know that's home for him as well, and so you know he's a very big player at our sales, or the biggest player at our sales in terms of number, in terms of dollars. He's a great advocate for it, and it's great to read that because you know so often with the likes of Ginger Nuts, we've seen it even with sires that have, you know, injured themselves and you know, they have surgery, and so much so many times is the case that you know, things can start all right and then they deteriorate. And he did have a bit of a hiccup, and, you know, you fear the worst. I think we spoke about that, Joe, just a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, you fear the worst that it won't go that way, but that's quite very encouraging to read that this morning, that he's looking good, and, you know, I mean, not totally out of the woods, but it's encouraging and, you know, nice to save a horse that's been so good to them.
Mm. Brent, thanks for joining us on the program again this week, and we look forward to welcoming you back next week as we get closer to the big sale across the Tasman.
Great, Joe. Have a good day.
That's Brent Thompson from New Zealand Bloodstock as we count down to Karaka 2018. Back with more on Talking Horses shortly.